Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just got out of hand.
Robert Scott
Robert
Bell.
Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did,
that
would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these bad things?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Stuart Scott, a longtime anchor at ESPN, died Sunday after a lengthy battle with cancer. He was 49. This is what he said to the audience about his uncertain future at the time.
When you die, that does not mean that you lose to cancer. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live.
All right, that was the voice of Stuart Scott, longtime ESPN host, analyst, etc. If you're into the sports network or just follow sports, you knew about this guy, Stuart Scott. Great guy in that realm. Very much honored, revered, appreciated. And his untimely passing at the age of 49 has got me reflecting. Welcome once again to the Robert Scott Bell Show. It is the first day of the week, or depends on when you view the first day of the week, Sunday or Monday, but you know what I mean. We're beginning it. We've got advanced medicine. We've got Dr. Rashid Bitar. We've got Bo Berman from Fox CT coming up. We're going to talk about another medical kidnap out of Connecticut, which we kind of broke through on yesterday. But first and foremost, Super Don, are you doing okay? Just want to check in with you, my friend.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay. I mean, I'll warn you right now that the technology gods over at Verizon have not been friendly with me today.
Not been kind to you. Okay.
Hopefully I'll be here. But, you know, listen, yeah, Stuart Scott, I'm not a big, real big sports guy. Didn't really know a whole lot about this guy. But if you just even just skip through the channels and crossed ESPN once in a while over the last 20 years, you've seen the guy. You recognize his face. And he is. He's got quite of an interesting, had an interesting life in the past.
Yeah, indeed. And if you look in today's show notes at robertscottbell.com, we have the image of him and his quote, how you beat cancer. This is his quote. You beat cancer by how you live, why you live, and in the manner in which you live. And God bless you, Stuart Scott. I mean, it's a nice positive message, except that in the end, cancer beat him, or the treatment for cancer beat him. And I'm not here to dance on anybody's grave. That's not the point of this. And I'm not picking on him, but when I was reviewing this and thinking about this man at 49, my goodness, he's only a little older than me. And it reminded me, you know, it brought me back to that heart-centered place where I was, you know, darn scared for a few years till I was the age of 24 when I encountered homeopathic medicine and homeopathic doctor and organic food. It was such a stunning revelation. This was back in 1990. And it was a life-changing moment for me. And prior to that point, I had witnessed my own elders, those that were in their mostly 50s, 60s, and 70s of my family, grandparents and aunts and uncles who had died horribly of cancer or, as I later learned, the treatment for cancer. And it got me thinking about Stuart Scott, because back when I made my decision to go organic, to do homeopathy, even though I'd never heard the word until I was 24 years of age, to detoxify my liver, to do things I'd never really heard anything about, I did so because I could see my own future at the age of 24. And I didn't like what I saw. Because I had been ill for 24 years, functional but ill, chronic but alive, in a state of adaptation, adapting to all of the toxic foods that I was given from the standard four foods that used to be the four food groups. All rife with pesticides, most of which was processed, or if the pesticides were being used, which they were, because it wasn't organic, they had harmed the soil to the degree that the earthworms could no longer survive there. And I don't know if you like earthworms. I'm not recommending that you need to eat them, but my goodness, the earthworms, earthworms, right? Eating the earthworms eat the soil, the rock. They break it down, and then they poop it out. And now that soil has become more bioavailable on top of the life forms teeming, the billions and billions, not to rob from Carl Sagan, but the billions and billions of life forms in the soil, those microbiological life forms, bacteria, further altering the soil, breaking it down, making it available, the nutrients, the minerals available in a form that the plants could assimilate, and that if you consumed or animals consumed those plants, they would be healthy and vital and alive. But because of the destruction of the soils, we set us on a road for disaster in the 20th century. And me being of the Generation X variety, the canary in the coal mine of that generation, I was one of the first few to suffer. Not the only one. Not knowing that I was suffering, but by the age of 24, recognizing that I had been through modern medicine the previous 24 years, I had actually given up on modern medicine 4 or 5 years earlier, not knowing where to turn. Because the only gods that I knew were the medical gods, right? That's what they told us. These are they're the special people. They're the exalted status they have, and they're the only way you can go and get well. If you have cancer, they're the guys and gals that can do it for you. The oncologists. You know, if you've read, of course, Cancer Step Outside the Box by TMB, Ty Bollinger, you'll recognize that these oncologists, they might be well-meaning. They might be. A lot of them are not, because they won't do the treatment for themselves or their family members that they would do for you, because they don't work. They're devastating. But I, I'm reflecting on Stuart Scott at 49. I'm 48, almost 49. At least my body is. And thinking about, this could have been me. Because I predicted at that moment in time, if I didn't find a way to get well, that I would likely be wrecked or ravaged with cancer in my 40s, because my elders who died in their 50s, 60s, and 70s were all healthy as children, based on their reporting to me as I inquired before they had died. What was it like when you were a kid? Did you have all the ailments? I have grandma, grandpa, aunts, uncles. Did you have allergies? No, I didn't have allergies. Did you have gastrointestinal upset all of the time with every meal? No, I didn't have that. My own father, rest his soul, didn't have any of the things I had, except, he said once in a while when we were kids in high school, we'd get a cold or a flu, and then we'd be, out a day or two or three, and then we'd be back like nothing happened. As good as new or better than new. That was not my upbringing. That was not my life. I was chronically ill as a child. And so in my 20s, I could see in my 40s, would I make it based on my elders not making it? And I know a lot of folks go, well, now you're extrapolating. You don't know what was going to happen. Oh, yeah, I do. It's one thing if you grew up with vitality. You never had a chronic disease or ailment. Maybe you got sick once in a while, like, my parents' age at the time when they were growing up. But to always be ill with something, to chronically be ill, to have skin conditions, musculoskeletal inflammatory diseases, now they go into autoimmunity. To have kids in our culture that have had their intestines violently ripped out by colorectal surgeons and replaced with plastic bags that they wear on the outside of their bodies, that's not healthy, that's not normal. But I was of that generation where that was the direction I was going, and by my 40s, I would have been, I don't know if I'd have made it to 49 like Stuart Scott did. Basic same generation. He's borderline. The 64, I think, was the turning point from baby boomer to Gen X. And Super Don, we've got lots of young listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show. I know that. Many of which have these chronic ailments and are contacting us to help them, some of which may actually have the health because their parents wised up before they got here. And it's not to say that, my wife and I, we wised up before we had kids, but there's still things that kids address. But by and large, they're not chronically ill. They don't have allergies. They're not suffering with skin conditions like I did, or musculoskeletal inflammatory chronic diseases, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, But now it's a normal part of childhood to be expected to have some form of an allergy, a neurological deficit or a neurological hyperactivity of some kind. And then we're not even mentioning the autism, hashtag CDC whistleblower. This is not an act of God. This is an act of man, that men and women and children are dying of cancer and the treatment of cancer at earlier and earlier ages. And while I respect Stuart Scott and his will to live and his example, positive example, I mean, this guy was an athlete. He was doing kind of mixed martial arts, kind of, you know, he'd get chemo and then he'd go do some training, which is a testament to how he lived through the brutal chemo and a testament to how exercise, even if you don't do everything perfectly from your diet, how exercise can help you through. Even when you're not perfect, not that anybody can be anymore, but you know what I'm saying? Eating all the right things. Exercise. Vital that this guy lived to 49. Because it was back, what, when he was, how old was he, Super Don? You got that story. It was like 2006 or 7 when he was first diagnosed, or 8?
It was 2007. So you're talking about a period of 7 years where he had chemotherapy and then he thought it was gone and then it reemerged and was gone and reemerged, you know.
Right, right. Yeah, 4 years later, 2011, came back, took chemo, 2012 more. Of course, here we are in 2014, 2015, and he lasted a long time considering the brutality of what it is to poison a body. In the guise of saying, well, it's a game of chemotherapeutic chicken. We're going to challenge your healthy cells to survive this onslaught longer than the cancer cells can take it. And ultimately, chemo won. It wasn't the cancer that killed them. Now, Stuart Scott, again, of the generation raised by doctors, just like I was, he probably was very successful, did a lot of good work in sports. Not that sports is the most important thing in the world, but it brings enjoyment to a lot of folks. I'm not going to knock anybody for enjoying sports. But all of the money that he had, and he probably could afford the best medical care in the world with the job he had, he still elected to go down the road of chemotherapy. And I'm not judging him. I'm just saying there are a lot of people that have yet to hear the Robert Scott Bell Show, have yet to find out about natural news, have yet to read Ty Bollinger's book, have yet to read Dr. Batar's book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away. That's why we got to keep on going, folks. We got to keep on speaking out. Communicate. If you love your fellow man, woman, child, if you really care, and I'm not saying beat them over the head with the 9 steps to keep the doctor away, but be open because they're asking. Don't be too bashful to reveal what you know about health healing, the freedom to do so. And that's what we're here to do on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, it's flu season. Is it time for Tammy Flu? Do we give up and go Tammy Flu? I'm going to find out after this break. Stick around. RobertScottBell.com. Coming back after this.
You're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Are you always 5 minutes late? Maybe you're only late when you don't want to be somewhere. Then you realize you're always 5 minutes late. For work, you set three alarms, drag your feet in the shower, drink your coffee slowly until you're rushing out the door. 5 minutes late. It's not that you hate your job. Hate is such a strong word. You're just not that excited about it. But most people don't love what they do, right? Listen, if you're local to the Twin Cities, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, you might want to join one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, GCN. Because right now, we are hiring, and we offer benefits. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, where you'll want to be 5 minutes early every day.
Season is running rampant across the nation, and here in Hampton Roads, it's no exception. It's so bad, pharmacies are running out of the popular flu-fighting drug, Tamiflu. Oh, no!
Tamiflu, back in the news.
We're out of Tamiflu! Ah!
I know. Here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we've coined the phrase Scammiflu. I don't know if we were the first. We've done it years ago. But yeah, Tamiflu back in the news because people are freaking out, right? All the news reports on flu season. It's worse than ever. It's an epidemic. Children are dying. The flu shot doesn't work. So what do you got left? You know, I wonder, and I'm just, this is pure speculation coming off the top of my head right now, Super Don, if they had so many, let's say, stockpiles of Tamiflu that was about to go off, you know, expiry, you know, it was going to expire, that they figured out, you know, what if we say the flu shot doesn't work? You know, people are so stupid in America, they'll go ahead and get the flu shot anyway, but we're more likely to sell our stocks of Tamiflu if people feel like the flu shot didn't work because we're not selling enough of it. And, of course, now if we are just speculating, perhaps we're not, Americans that don't listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show are probably traveling for hours to find this Tamiflu.
'Tis the season for coughing, sneezing, and fever, often diagnosed as the flu.
This flu season has been one of the worst that we've seen in a while.
So people are showing up at doctors' offices and hospitals for what they think is a flu-fighting miracle drug called Tamiflu.
Yeah, it's a flu-fighting miracle drug.
And now, I love how she puts that. The people think.
Yeah.
Right? People think is...
That was kind of interesting. You're right. They think it is. And so there must be something going on. If a regular news reporter is putting it in those phrases, I don't get out much, Super Don, and you probably don't either. So I haven't been at these drugstores to know if people are lining up like the news reports are saying. But evidently, there is a big run on this stuff, and this reporter is just bringing it up.
I've heard stories about people spending 3, 4, or 5 hours driving 2 hours away to a pharmacy that has Tamiflu because they think they need it.
But you might be surprised by some newly released study showing you really don't.
What? Did she say you might not? Now, I understand that this news report is actually based off of a doctor, a medical doctor, who's saying that Tamiflu, not such a good idea. Am I making that up? Could it be a medical doctor agrees with us?
Yes.
No. Really?
Yes.
How is that possible?
No.
What is going on? I mean, it's a 2015. The world could be coming to an end.
It did a few days ago.
Well, oh, it did. I missed that.
To an end. But anyway, this is actually a doctor that is actually saying something I don't think I've ever heard a doctor say before about Tamiflu.
Hmm. There's actually no real benefit to it. I mean, that's huge news, I think. And here we are covering it and with stuff we've been talking about forever. And you can go into the show notes at robertscottbell.com. You'll see, in fact, the written version of this at USA Today. And, I think you just heard from the doctor, but there's a little bit more here on this issue. You know, perhaps, like I said, the manifestation of the flu is not going to be stopped by Tamiflu.
If you believe the manufacturers, they'll tell you that everybody who has the flu needs Tamiflu.
Dr. Parker says the reality is evidence hasn't shown that.
Really, all that Tamiflu does is shorten the course of the illness from 7 days to 6.5 days.
Dude, he's been listening. That's so cool. I mean, even the so-called scientific studies that validate it, you may get a half a day improvement. And I'm not sure exactly how they measured it. Let's see, 8 hours early. Oh, he's 8 hours early. What happened? Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, the thing is, putting some perspective on here, Tamiflu is not a vitamin. It's not a mineral. It's not a trace mineral. It's not an essential fat. It's not an immune modulator. It's a drug, and it's toxic. And with those toxins come side effects, which are technically direct effects of the drug. They don't like to advertise. That's why they say, do not take Tamiflu if you're, that kind of thing. The side effects are real. Do you want them? I don't want them. What about this doctor? Is he really going to double down on you not taking Tamiflu?
Tamiflu doesn't prevent hospitalizations. Tamiflu doesn't prevent any of the complications from it.
And even worse.
So you may be actually decreasing your ability to fight the flu in the future.
Ow! Oh! Ow! Ooh, Big Pharma's going to come after that guy.
That is huge.
Yeah, that's huge.
That is just a damning statement by a doctor about a drug that people are just trying to get, driving hours to try and get.
And what do we do here? We're doing our silver hydrosol. We're nebulizing it. We're taking it sublingual. We're doing some immune modulators, beta-1-3-D glucan. We're doing some carnivora. We're doing some... What else you got? Detoxifying our liver, which really is a key when we want to overcome even the biggest and baddest of influenzas. All right, when we come back, Bo Berman from Fox TT, the reporter, award-winning reporter, reporting on another medical kidnap out of Connecticut. Forced chemo for kids? Oh, man, not here, though.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hey everyone, I'm having lots of fun with my new Ghost 80% AR-15. This baby shoots like a dream. Hey, thanks Guns80.com. Friends ask me all the time why I wanted a Ghost AR-15. That's easy. You see, my buddy Mark kept telling me that I'd better go to Guns80.com to get myself a Ghost AR-15 before they outlawed them. I thought he was just paranoid, so I ignored him. Well, at first. But then I started hearing government and media types talking about making guns illegal, about the president signing on to a UN treaty that could take my gun rights away. It really bugged me, so I dug in, I did the research, and I realized that Mark was right all along. I know now that having an unregistered Ghost AR-15 is the right answer. I'm a proud 80% Ghost AR-15 convert. You should be too. The answer is really simple. Get your Ghost AR-15 at GunsAD.com. The big sale is on right now. Go to GunsAD.com. That's GunsAD.com. Guns80.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Robert Bly.
He is tenacious, isn't he?
Scott.
He's
Scott,
a brave Scott, and a decent man. He's a pioneer.
Bell.
This message must be read in every newspaper, heard on every radio, seen on every television.
The Robert Scott Bell.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
She has always, even years ago, said that if ever she had cancer, or diagnosed with cancer, whatever, she would not put poison into her body.
It's a question of fundamental constitutional rights, the right to have a say over what happens to your body and the right to say to the government, you can't control what happens to my body.
Another medical kidnap, once again, out of the state of Connecticut, interestingly enough. Remember, Justina Pelletier? Of course, it was crossing the state lines into Massachusetts. We talked about this story yesterday, 17-year-old Cassandra being taken from her mother because she does not want chemotherapy for her lymphoma. And the mother supported her decision. The state says otherwise. Who are we going to call when this happens? Well, right out of Connecticut, Fox CT reporter, investigative reporter, award-winning reporter. Good guy, friend of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Bo Berman, is back on. Bo, welcome, my friend. Did we lose Bo? I can't hear him. I apologize. Yeah, if he's talking, I can't. Matt, can we bring Bo Berman up? He didn't leave to do a TV broadcast while we were waiting on the break.
Yeah,
I hope not.
Breaking news.
Where's Bo? He's gone. No. Matt,
hey,
help
guys,
me out here.
Can you hear me now?
Bo. Oh, you know, I had you set
all
up beautifully.
Glad to be back
but
on the show. Sorry about that.
No problem. Well, glad to have you on board. You reported on this Friday evening up there in Connecticut. And, again, another shocker of a case of a what appears to be a medical kidnap. And we've been covering these stories ever since you broke the Pelletier case last year or long before that. And you reported on it. So tell me what you know from the direct contacts you have.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the Hartford Current was the first to publish something on this, our local newspaper here. And then we were the first to get something on television about it. But it's an interesting case. It's a 17-year-old girl who has cancer. She was diagnosed in September with Hodgkin's lymphoma. And essentially, she's now pitted against the state of Connecticut. They're trying to force her to undergo chemotherapy against her will and against the will of her mother. And this case has been fast-tracked at an incredible level. You normally don't see this. It often takes months to get a case to the Supreme Court. But her mother has hired an attorney, and he filed an appeal, and it's going to the Supreme Court in a matter of weeks since he filed that. And that's going to be on Thursday of this week, just basically 2 days from or 3 days from now, whenever this will be decided.
Do you think that the rapidity with which this went to the courts in this case has anything to do with the sensitivity since the Pelletier case was such a high-profile case?
It's hard to say, but what I will tell you is that the mother or the attorney for the mother of this 17-year-old girl named Cassandra, this mother said the attorney for the mother says that there are certainly many parallels, you know, between the Pelletier case and between this case here. So, you know, there is probably a certain sensitivity in Connecticut after the Pelletier case, and especially after this summer we did a Freedom of Information Act request and obtained many of the internal emails from the governor's office about this. So they had certainly talked about the Pelletier case, and, you know, this case has certainly been fast-tracked and rushed to the Supreme Court level, and the decision in this case could have implications statewide for children everywhere and mm-hmm. maybe even nationwide.
Now, Bo, since you covered the Pelletier case last year especially, you have gotten a lot of feedback and support and gratitude from a lot of families around the country, perhaps even around the world, recognizing there's some outrageous things going on with collusion between government agencies, hospitals, private hospitals for profit, taxpayer funding, and billing the taxpayer off of these things. I wonder, in this case, again, I know it's only been a few days since you aired the Friday event or Friday reporting. Has there been a groundswell of viewers responding to you on this case with their feedback, saying, go, Bo, get this thing out there? What's been happening from the audience?
Yeah, I mean, this has received a lot of audience feedback, not quite to the level that the Justina Pelletier case did. But then again, that grew over the course of several weeks and then several months and, you know, lasted almost a year. And in some sense, it's still ongoing, but this case, yeah, I mean, we've gotten a lot of comments on our Facebook page, you know, and it just sparks a lot of debate because, mm-hmm. you know, a report came out today, actually, in the Hartford Current, in which the mother, the attorney for the mother of this girl, said that she actually would have an 80 to 85% success rate if she is treated with the chemotherapy. However, that she just doesn't want it. She feels like the chemo could damage her almost to the same level as the cancer, and right. So it's become more than just about the efficacy of that treatment and really just about her personal rights as an individual. And, you know, sort of the irony in all this is that if she was just a few months older, if she was 18 years old, this wouldn't even be an issue in this state. Mm-hmm. You know, she would just be able to deny that treatment. But instead, she's currently, as of tonight, being forced to have, you know, chemo basically injected into her.
Yeah, I've heard stories. I don't know if you validated any of these where she's actually being strapped down. That's how badly she does not want to have this happen.
Some sources have said that's correct.
I mean, that to me, that's torturous. But I think there's some level of cognitive dissonance on those who are saying she should have it because she's 17, and if she's 18, it's a magical break, and now she could say no. Because in most states, I don't know every state in this regard, but a teenager like this could go have an abortion, a medical procedure that is pretty brutal, without even parental consent. And yet this, along with her mother's support, says she doesn't want this intervention. Is there any discussion of these things that a lot of 17-year-olds could do but not being allowed to do this, the ability to say no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's a tremendous point. And that's a question that I asked the attorney representing this family on Friday night whenever we broke this story on television here in Connecticut. And, you know, he argued that, you know, this is a state where you can drive at age 16, you know, wield a car, which can be deadly in some cases. Like you said, you can have an abortion without parental consent before 18. And you can even be charged, you know, as an adult if you commit a crime, if you commit a murder or something to that effect under the age of 18. But, yeah, this is a 17-year-old who, you know, they feel should have control over, you know, his or her own body.
Right. Yeah, I think this is a big one. And I remember years ago we covered a case down in the Hampton Roads, Norfolk, Virginia area of a young man who was a teenager dealing with a form of cancer. And a similar scenario where he had been through a round of chemo or two and said, this is going to kill me. And with the support of his family, he said, I don't want any more. And it was just a big case. And then they actually, I think they passed a law based on this young man. And he ended up lecturing in certain medical schools over the medical ethics of forced chemo, for instance.
Yeah, it's an interesting topic, and people are extremely opinionated about it, you know, really as they should be, and some people, you know, really think that she should get it. It breaks their heart to see. They feel like she's just not making the right decision on a long-term level, that you know, perhaps she's being a little bit short-sighted here, but, you know, it just enters this bigger issue of the constitutional issue, and, you
right.
know, just common law issue of, you know, do we have agency and control over our own bodies and what's done to us, and you know, that's just really what it boils down to. And so it's going to be really interesting here on Thursday at noon whenever this is in Supreme Court, and we've as a TV station, we're working on trying to get a camera in there to record on this.
Is there a precedence for having court cases heard and witnessed via video on the Supreme Court level in Connecticut, or would it be unusual for them to say, yeah, come on in?
I'm not incredibly well-versed on this, unfortunately. Excuse my ignorance. Mm-hmm. But I have, you know, talked with some attorneys, and from what I'm hearing, it is a little bit unusual, but it's not unprecedented.
Okay.
You essentially have to petition the head clerk of the Supreme Court for the state, and it'll be up to him.
Well, this is one we're definitely going to be watching for and reporting on any changes that happen here. Of course, we'd love to hear from you again. Now, on the issue of natural medicine versus state-sanctioned chemotherapy, we admit our bias here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We're naturally focused. I'm a homeopath. I deal with natural medicine and help people overcome this. But we're all about the freedom to choose. So if somebody wants to do chemo, I would not stand in their way. But why the state would stand in their way to disallow them from going a different direction tells me a lot about the embedded nature, if you will, and that's nature is a weird term to use here, of the pharmaceutical industry, if you will, embedded into the courts, embedded into the state child protective services, where there is an absolute bias against someone who would decide to go a different route.
Yeah, I mean, you know, all we can say in this case is just, you know, this is currently the law as it exists in this state, and you know, the attorneys are working on some remedies that they hope can help, and one of them is kind of interesting. It's this mature minor doctrine, which has been recognized in some other states, essentially saying that, hey, look, if you're 17 years old and if you're of a sound mind, then you should be able to make a decision like this, you know, about your body and about what sort of treatment you get. So they're gonna try to argue that. They've got a couple other arguments they're going to try to win this. You know, and hey, I see both sides of it. I mean, I see that, you know, some people are saying, look, you know, she's got an 85% survival rate. This is almost a suicide, you know, mission if she doesn't take this therapy. You know, we don't want to see a 17-year-old girl die if she doesn't have to. But on the other hand, you know, it is her choice and it's her body, and it's an invasive sort of therapy, and it's certainly being forced upon her, and she, you know, argues that she's got the same sort of mind as an 18-year-old, you know, despite
sure.
the fact that she's 17 now.
Right, but also if we're going to base it on the theoretical success rates that are claimed, you know, look at the failure rates of most of the chemotherapeutic interventions, and they're horrible. And at the same time, again, where is the freedom? And I think that bigger issue, and I think you get a sense of this as well, you know, if it's going to be about percentages, then, you know, it's sort of like that creeping away from individual liberty, from our ability to say who owns my body, right? And in so many ways, it's interesting, the left-right dichotomy. The left would say, well, you own it if you want an abortion, but not if you have cancer. And that's the cognitive dissonance. And I'm not just exclusively picking on one side or the other, but I think that the principled stance, in my view, would be that you have the right to decide with your parents unless there's evidence of actual abuse. And we see there's a very gray, fuzzy line that's being claimed when these doctors and CPSs are saying medical abuse, medical neglect, time after time.
Yeah, I mean, it's just certainly, it does boil down to that sort of issue. And it's certainly interesting that this is now the second time in, basically the span of less than a year where we've had situations in this state where there were minors, young teenage females who were basically, ripped out of their homes, based on state laws that are pretty black and white. But, there's also these gray areas of who knows best, the parents or the state.
Or the state, exactly. Well, Bo Berman, I know we can't solve it tonight, but I'm so glad that you're on the job covering it the way you do.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, take care. That's Bo Berman, Fox CT, and doing great work covering this story. We'll get you more on it as more becomes available. And, of course, lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary.
despite all the stresses we inflict upon it. If dough works hard to stay in balance, thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself. With the aid of HB Extract, it's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
I feel like we're covering like stories like the war on children and the war on families. And it's like there's a war on everything. You know, we talked about the war on terror, right, which is a tactic made up to be endless. That is without end for those of you in Washington, D.C. Endless means without end. The war on terror, right? How far has it gone? Our friends in the United Kingdom have now taken it to a new low. An absolute new low in the United Kingdom, the U.K. And we've got lots of listeners through U.K. Health Radio. Jolly old England, not so jolly at the level of daycare and nursery. Because there are new, I guess you'd call them edicts. I don't know if they're laws yet, but part of the war on terror now, they are asking the nursery staff and child minders to I can't believe I'm reading this. If you have a terrible toddler in England, look out, because your toddler might be turned in on the suspicion that he or she might be at risk of becoming a terrorist under new Home Office measures. Their Homeland Security Department is called the Home Office. Can you believe this? The Home Office. Check those toddlers. Check their diaper. You don't know what they're... Ooh, that's a stinker. He's definitely a terrorist,
that's
right?
That's funny. The Home Office?
Yeah, Home Office.
I'm sorry, I got stuck on that for a moment. What, is there like Department of Sanitation called the Janitor's Closet?
Janitor's Closet, I don't know. Hello, jolly old England. At the Home Office? Yes, check that child's diaper. Yeah,
we have to be worried about toddlers in England being terrorists.
Yeah.
Now listen, I've heard of a baby leaving a bomb in the diaper, but I didn't.
Is that a crumpet in your diaper? Or are you going to blow up the day? I mean, I'm not. I mean, this is just ridiculous. Come on, really? Infants and toddlers, suspicions, possibly, maybe. I mean, what's the criterion here? I mean, listen, we know there are little bully kids. We know that there are kids that won't share their toys. I mean, is a terrorist to be less likely or more likely to share their toys, right? Because on one hand, you'd say, well, he's probably mean, so he won't share his toys. On the other, he could be trained by his family of terrorists to hand out your toys because they're loaded with weapons that can go off at any moment. You don't want to have it strapped to your chest. I don't know. I mean, I'm just astonished that I'm actually talking about this seriously, but it is a story. You've got to see the link. We've got it linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Senior management and governors should make sure that staff have training that gives them the knowledge and confidence to identify children at risk of being drawn into terrorism and challenge extremist ideas, which can be used to legitimize terrorism that are shared by terrorist groups. At infancy, come on, at toddlerhood, maybe I'm naive, Super Don. What are you going to teach a kid who's just, you know, barely walking and in diapers that could lead them to become more likely to become a terrorist? I'm scratching my head. I'm sure I'm missing something.
Well, you know, the only thing I can think of here is that apparently the UK's government must be smoking the same crack pipe that our government has been smoking, because there's a whole lot of similarities there.
Right? I mean, you know, what happens, like, you send your kid to school, and, you know, at an early age, my kids were saying, is it organic? That was, like, the first three words they learned. Is it organic? And then they said, no, you're orthorexic. But orthorexia, is that tantamount to being a terrorist? I guess if you're Monsanto, it would be, because you're not partaking in the GMO bounty. To me, the GMOs, the proponents of GMOs, the Monsantos of the world, those are the terrorists, because they're terrorizing all life forms on planet Earth with their foodstuffs that are no longer foodstuffs. And yet we're dealing with the United Kingdom. Maybe, you know, if you're at UK Health Radio, you blast this out. I think they have an at UK Health Radio thing. When you blast this story out, reblast it, Super Don, to make sure that they see it. Because this is patently absurd.
Is this some kind of like British humor?
Are we
like
missing the Monty Python element here?
Yeah.
But no, it's in the Telegraph. I mean, they got some real stories there. I mean, if you draw the picture with the wrong, I used to draw. Listen, I'm going to be up front. I drew monsters. You know, we drew horrible things. You know, knives and things. And does that mean, you know, that I was supposed to? You know, I'm just asking, because these are normal things that kids, especially boys, do. There's just a natural tendency toward that. All right. Well, let me know if you're British or know somebody who is. Is this where we're going? Maybe this is a foreshadowing of our Department of Homeland Security training all of the daycare professionals in the United States to look out for little Johnny, little Susie terrorists in their diapers barely walking. All right, we're going to switch it up. We've got Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rasha Bittar coming up next hour. The record number of drugs were approved. We'll talk about them from last year with Dr. Rasha Bittar, because the power to heal is yours!
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids for exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissues should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.